I haven't seen him yet, but he'd left last evening, I believe, before I got up.
About this book?
Also, he's reading Krishna books right now, George. He's in the fourth chapter, just starting to...
With regard to publishing date, they've asked for a manuscript at the end of September, and as you'll probably have gone back, well, certainly to India then.
So we have to see the manuscript.
That's it. I want to let you see the manuscript.
Mm.
Before the time, so at least something can vet it, you see.
We are speaking of this consciousness. The message is from the spiritual world. It is not of this material world. Therefore, sometimes people may misunderstand.
Yes.
So we have to explain it nicely. Just like they cannot even understand. What is the soul? But the entire subject matter of Krishna consciousness is not of this material world. All it is of spiritual world. But they have no information of the spirit and the spiritual world. Therefore, sometimes they find it very difficult for them.
One of the very important enclosures, which we mentioned when I came up last, for the teacher's pack, this was, not for the actual booklet, was a series of questions, what we would call sticky ones in the West, but I'm sure you'll deal with them with very great ease. I tried to produce what I thought would be objections to Krishna consciousness, not as such to theism, but more to Krishna consciousness. And if I could, Mukunda has got them, in fact. There's about 8 or 9. And if you could be pleased to perhaps answer them on tape, and I can have them transposed. We're going to produce this in the teacher's pack, 6 or 7 sheets of cycle-styled notes for the teachers. So they'll be able to meet the objections, perhaps, of their students. You know, some of the intelligent students may make points which clearly can be met.
Yes.
But we can meet them in a sense before they're even asked.
Yes.
It makes it even more impressive.
Yes. In his point, these two students may possibly object.
Well, I've mentioned a few points on which, I studied a bit more deeply than the average student because of, you know, the university and all this other business, which is a particular form of knowledge. Let me think of one. Yes, one that I asked, which I know Mukunda has already answered for me, but we need it in the features back, of course, is the fact of the dating of the Vedas. You know, people like some of the archaeologists such as A.L. Bakan and Mortimer Wheeler maintain that the Harappa dig, so to speak, in the Indus Valley and Mohenjo-Daro and all those towns show the dating of the Vedas, in fact, to be a great deal later, you know, and therefore to take away, some people say this, to deprive the Vedas of a certain amount of authority, because they no longer, according to these men, would appear to be the most ancient religious scriptures in the world. And that sort of question, you know, which
Veda means not to read it. Veda means knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can trace out the history of knowledge, then you can trace out what is the date of Veda. Can you trace out? When which is the date when knowledge began?
Mm-hmm.
Can you trace out?
I wouldn't think they could. I wouldn't think they could.
So how can trace out the history of Vedas?
Mm.
Vedas means knowledge. Vedas means knowledge. So first of all, find out from which day knowledge began. Any time, Veda Vedas.
It seems to me, I tried to read certainly A.L. Basham on this, and
those who know Sanskrit, they know what is the meaning of Veda.
Yes.
Veda means knowledge. Vetti Veda Veda Gyani. Gyani means knowledge. That means, the history of Veda means from the date of creation of this material world. Now find out the date of creation of the material world. Approximately, nobody can say what is the date of. We cannot date of like Brahma. He got the first of all the basic knowledge. Now, one day of Brahma, he cannot find. One day. A day when Brahma night is there, there is devastation up to some extent. So, again, in the daytime, of course, Brahma, that creation takes place. There are two kinds of devastation. One devastation is at the night of Brahma, and one final devastation is the whole cosmic manifestation finished. So these teeny people, they are after the dates of Vedas, and that is ludicrous.
Yes.
Just like there are many microbes, they grow in the evening and die at the night, just in the day beginning. The whole night is there. Span of life. Our life is like that. What is the kept life? That's why we receive basic knowledge from the authorities. And what is the value of this day?
Indeed. It's the sort of thing that Western scholars excel in.
Suppose if you try to trace out when the human being began calling mother, can you trace out this?
They tried to take away from the Vedas by making it seem very young, so that the Bible is older. They think the Vedas came from Bible, the many scholars.
Do you guys still think like that?
Yes, you see, they say that the... because the Aryans came from, or passed through at least, the Middle East. But in fact, some of the older parts of the Old Testament predate, so they say, and indeed some of the Egyptian higher, some of the better Egyptian stuff.
So I have to transcend this. What is it called? Historical reference.
Yes, yes.
They calculate in Darwin's theory.
Darwin's theory's out now. Considered old-fashioned now. They dispense with these theories as quickly as most people do their newspaper each day. One day it's in and the next day it's out. And while it's in, everybody claps and applauds. Well, one or two other points, perhaps I can raise one or two of them. Some of them are longer, in fact. An interesting thing that came out of my study of the Christian, certainly the Jewish tradition, and I wondered, really, on your views on this, whether it relates at all to the Indian one. It seems when you get to the really high spot of Jewish religion, which many people consider the prophets of Judah.
What is that high spot?
Well, exactly. That is, in inverted commas.
Yes, rotting in the lowest spot. What is that high spot?
Let's think. Somebody like Pat Isaiah or somebody like this who was...
Somebody says so many things. Right?
Yes, that's right. Oh, yes, I mean, if you take them, they all differ in their views. But one of the things, one of the themes that comes through is the idea that...
Therefore, the gentleman, the other girl asking, how is that you say electricity? Oh, you are not present that time.
Yeah.
Because they are translated. There is no need of sun, there is no need of moon, there is no need of electricity. In the spiritual world.
Oh, yes, yes, I'm sorry.
When he heard the word electricity, he became astonished.
Yeah. Yes, I must admit, I was amazed at that reference. I'm reading it. Yeah.
That Frog philosophy is doing. Dr. Frog. He's simply calculating the well, that's all. How they can the Atlantic Ocean? And that is Frog philosophy.
Yes.
No Frog philosophy.
Yes.
No? I don't see it.
No.
You can explain. What is that Frog philosophy?
Having left my will.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Completely beyond one's experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, especially how did Mr. Frog, Dr. Frog.
Yeah.
He has never seen what is Atlantis.
Yes. Yeah.
And somebody informed him, oh, I have seen such a vast amount of water.
Yeah.
No? Yeah. Is it bigger than this?
Yeah, beyond misconception.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That these people are like frog.
Yes.
Rotting in the well.
Yeah.
They can understand the basic knowledge.
So one of the themes really that interested me was this this yearning, certainly was true among the Jews, to return to a rural background, you know, to a rural sort of setting. I wondered if you felt that Much of the Vedas was in fact a firm belief, an affirmation, if you like, that the most true form of life, the most pure form of life, is one that's lived alongside nature, not against nature, as we seem to be doing in our urban setting.
Very good.
In the Jewish tradition, they yearn for a life of living on farms and villages, small communities with cows and agriculture.
Oh, yes.
You feel that strongly.
Oh, yes. That is real life.
Yes.
real life means you have to minimize your bodily activities so that you can stay trapped and devote for spiritual understanding.
Yes.
That is real life. Yes. And the present civilization based on bodily concept of life is animal life.
Yes.
It is not civilized life. Civilized life means atata brahmadigyasa. When one is advanced, so much so that he inquires about the spirit soul. So there is no such inquiry. Like the cats and dogs, they cannot inquire what is spirit soul. So, Vedic life means to become free as much as possible from the bodily disturbance. Therefore, the first education is to become brahmacharya.
Yes.
Very good. Okay? Now, at the present moment, they are trying to make the abortion as law. But these rascals cannot check their sex life.
Yes.
You see? Their philosophy is that you shall go on a sex life unrestrictedly. And when there is pregnancy, kill the child.
Yes.
This is their self philosophy. They have no idea that by training one can forget sex life.
Yes.
So, if you forget sex life, where is the question of abortion? Where is the question of abortion? Yes. But they cannot do that. Therefore, it is said, adanta govi visadanta mishram by non-restricted sense enjoyment, they are gradually going to the animals, a lower grade of life. They cannot explain why there are so many varieties of life. They cannot explain. So, this killer of that baby within the home. So, the result will be that this man who is, indulging in abortion, he will be put into the home and somebody will kill him. There are many homes or baby he has killed. He'll have to take so many lives and be in jail. So much so that it will be rather impossible for him for hundreds of years not to see the light. He'll remain in the womb and be in jail.
Yes.
Does not know the nature's law. One cannot violate the nature's law. You can violate the state law. Suppose you kill somebody. You can escape by tricks. But you cannot escape nature's law. As many times you have killed, so many times you have to be killed within you.
Yes.
This is nature's law.
It's very interesting to talk to a nurse in one of the main London hospitals only last week, in fact, and she was saying that they're having almost impossible time to plan these abortion wards now because all the nurses and doctors just don't want to do the work. In some cases, she was saying that they take a baby from its mother's womb and it's sort of put onto a tray and thrown into a litter bin, and you can see it moving. And they've had one or two cases at their hospital where they've gone out afterwards, and they've seen babies moving.
They've seen in Gangarnas and dustbin, piled up something. Dustbin.
Terrible. You know, some are in such an advanced state of pregnancy that clearly life is a strong possibility.
And not advanced state.
Yes.
Life begins from the very beginning. It's not sex. The sex that the living entity is very small. By nature's law, according to his karma, he sent to the father's seminar and that is injected. And immediately the two secretions emulsify, the man's and the woman's, and it forms a body just like a pea. That is the formation of body. Now the pea-like form develops gradually. When first manifestation is the nine holes, everything is there in the basic.
Yes.
The nine holes, we have got nine holes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. In this way, gradually, the senses develop. And by the time 7 months, everything is complete. And the living entity's consciousness come back. Prior to the formation of the body, the living entity remains unconscious, just like in chloroform, anesthetic. Then he dreams, and then gradually consciousness, at that time, he becomes very much upset to come out. Then nature gives him heart. This is the process of
miracle.
What do they know?
Not medicine. No? But it was an absolutely amazing reading article, I think.
It is very common. Well, it's so you get everything perfect. Therefore, how there can be any history? So that is the difficulty. We are speaking of everything of the spiritual. Therefore, it is sometimes very difficult for the gross materialist.
Yes.
They are so dull-headed.
Yes.
I don't understand.
The British Association, which is many people regard an irrelevant bunch of scientists who meet once a year, one of the good speeches was in fact given on the question of the value of human life, and one of the points was made there by somebody who has had to talk to these girls who come in to have abortions, in some cases their third and fourth abortion, and they're not married, of course, and saying that many of the girls regard an abortion in the same way as they regard a shampoo for their hair.
Yes.
Oh, well, you know, hair's got to be washed, we wash hair. Womb's got to be cleaned out, we clean the womb out.
Mm-hmm.
Just like that.
A very moment in the shampoo. That means that human beings are simply being put into ignorance. Animal kingdom.
Yes, yes.
This is modern civilization.
Yes.
To keep people in ignorance and darkness is ajnanata. Ajnanata, the Sanskrit word is ajnanata. Lokasya ajnanata. Ajnanata means to keep in darkness. They do not know anything about the importance of life. Ajnanata. Jayatanamahita Jiva Atvaram Siddhanatmakam. By this Ajanata principle,
man
considers that this
man, this matter, they are all doing all these things because they have no spiritual understanding.
That's right.
Taking the body as lump of matter,
to break a stone and to kill the body of a child is the same thing. It's England.
And yet the incredible thing is the obsession with making life longer. I mean, what is the point of making a life longer that is a worthless life anyway? Because it's so materialistic. If you take a man, well, somebody could say he's given a great deal of enjoyment. A man like Walt Disney, you know, has had his
long
body put into,
you can see his dream, in fact, at least 500 years old.
Mm.
So this kind of longer life, what is the value?
Yeah.
What is the value? There are many trees I've seen on trees in San Francisco. 7,000 years old.
Or the redwoods,
Yeah,
the redwoods, yeah.
So,
make Walt Disney look a bit.
This kind of longer life,
yeah.
What is the value?
Yes, you know, he had his body put into suspended animation, right? I don't know what they call it, psychology, is it, or something? Or they have them put into chemicals and bathe because he died of cancer, and he wants to be woken up in about 50 years' time, when they've got the cure for cancer, and then he can live again and, you know, make a few more films, apparently. Extraordinary attitude to life, isn't it, really? One of the other problems that I was going to raise, and in fact it appears in the question sheet, there seems to be, in the, Bhagavatam, is that the right pronunciation? I always get these things
wrong.
A very great deal of what one could call demonology, if you like. Now, I confess this raises problems for me. When a book like that, yes, very, very ancient. Now, is it to be taken, the references, say, to Satana, is this to be taken physically or spiritually as a demonic power or what?
No.
Is it the demoness Prasanna takes Krishna, and Krishna sucks her breath?
He did it.
Literally as a physical face. Now, having said that, then, if one goes on,
find so many demons like Prasanna, even at the prison.
So one could leap it from behind the tree, you know, putting it tritely.
Bhagavatam, there is nothing. There are some figurative views, just like we speak the story of his obstacle.
Yes.
That is called instruction. Just like Jackie is talking with the lion.
Yes.
You see?
Yes.
So,
there are figurative stories.
Yeah.
I mean, one or two of the stories, the reference to Krishna and the unmarried gopis, saying that he treated them like dolls, yet they were well pleased with him. Now, would it be right to say that the main point of that story, rather than
dolls?
Yeah, he treated them rather like dolls. That's your own translation on that one. But they were well pleased with him. Is the point of the story
dolls, like dolls means just like
clothes.
The dolls left.
Yes.
They made the dolls dance.
As he wishes. Yes.
Puppet.
Yes. Now, I mean, is that to be taken again, literally, or is there a, as you say, a figurative meaning there in terms
no,
of...
No, that is not true. Because Gopi, just dancing according to Krishna's desire. They are so devoted that whatever Krishna desires, they have to touch.
Without being too irreverent, it seems a strange thing to get young ladies to undress in front of you.
That's what I'm
from misunderstanding it, you see.
It will be difficult for ordinary person. Still, as far as possible, I try to express for understanding of the ordinary people. By general reading, it's not difficult.
This is the sort of problem one comes across, whether in fact, you see, having grown up in what was really a very liberal, critical attitude.
Therefore, this portion of the life is depicted on the 10th canto.
Yes.
9 cantos are devoted to understand Krishna.
Yes.
So without understanding Krishna, if one tries to read the life and pastimes of Krishna, it may be misleading.
Yes, yes. I think somewhere it's
said that Bhagavat begins the Dharmadasya. What is the origin source of creation? Not exactly Krishna.
Yes, yes.
Then, after developing all such knowledge, one can understand
yes.
what is Krishna.
So when the Krishna...
But in the spiritual world, there are activities like that.
Yes.
The material world is only parvated reflection
yes.
of these activities of the spiritual world.
So when
what about in reflection? It is reflection, but for what? Therefore, it is difficult.
When the insight is there, it's
the truth. But Krishna loves the gopis. Gopis are young lords, Krishna was young boys. But same love between young boy and girl here is lust.
Yes.
That's what this one.
Yes. Yes.
The reflection is there, but it is not love, it is lust.
Yes.
That's
yes. So it's using our experiences and refining them and distilling them and showing
yes.
what the true value of these experiences
yes.
is, the true meaning of them.
And if gopis love with Krishna, there is no lust. That is the difference.
Reverence.
Yes. The so-called love is love only. It is going
yes.
on in the name of love. Actually, it is not love. And because it is not love, therefore, such kind of love does not continue very long. It breaks.
Yes.
But we don't find in the history of spiritual world, the love between the gopis and Krishna broke at any time.
No.
Yeah, that is it.
Yes. Yes. Whereas 1 in 3 of the Western marriages, as they say, is destined to break. Yes.
Yeah.
That's what they say now, 1 in 3. The latest.
The same thing is there.
Figures.
But they are dragging this lusty attack to Krishna. Generally, the rascal. Defend Krishna's speech carries Gopi so that the latter activity may be supported Krishna's
fact.
Yeah. It is different. They do not take into calculation. Here, so called love is lust and it breaks. But in the Gopi's love with Krishna, there is no breaking but increasing of love. So how they can compare Krishna's love with Gopi, yes, with this Latvia?
First of all, I've read far enough on to see that, and I think this is...
When he make analogy, the points of similarity must be there.
Yes.
But these rascals are so dull-headed that they have no even logical argument. So where are the points of similarity that we are comparing this lusty appearance of this material world to the appearance of this God? Where is the similarity?
Never mentioned of lust or of any animal desire at all, is there?
No.
It's just reverence.
That's right. Krishna used to dance with so many gopis. Everything he described that, the embrace, the kiss, but there is no such thing about an encounter.
Sure.
These things have to be studied. So how you can compare gopis' love with Krishna, yes, with this lusty affairs of this material world?
Competent. Another question that raised itself, you see in the paper, actually, a little mention in one of the books that I was reading, not from Krishna Consciousness Movement, just to get a bit of background, on Lord Chaitanya, and it seems to have been...
Krishna Consciousness Movement is already there in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
If you like, the later manifestation, isn't it?
We are simply trying to present that, that's not. It is not.
Yes.
We have manufactured something. No. There is no question of compassion manifestation.
Passing on what has already been there.
Yes. Krishna is already there. When you speak of Vrindavan is already there. It is not that we are manufacturing some picture.
No.
Imagine it. No. They take it like that. The rascals take it like that.
Yes.
There is a kind of imagination of the poet. The Mahavadi philosopher also. That's not the fact. It is actually presentation of the spiritual facts. And as the spiritual activities are quite different from material activities, they miss them.
Yes. It's one of the interesting features of this little bit about Chaitanya was in fact that they claimed him to be pathological. You know the manifestations, obviously, of Krishna consciousness and Kirtan and so on. There seems to be this, obviously, you were regarded as a scurrilist or a wrong-headed or a dull-headed thing, but people who regard his manifestations of God consciousness as verging on madness or temporary madness. What would you say about that?
When a man is himself mad, he'll find others mad.
Yes, he sees a reflection of himself.
If one is himself deaf, he'll think others are deaf. So, Atovat Madnati Jagat, everyone thinks the whole world is like him.
Yes.
Therefore, they think it's not like him.
Yes.
That is condemned in the Bhagavad Gita. That is rascal, because I come in human form to benefit them. They take me as human. That is mankind. But these things are taken like that,
yes,
by the murhas. Murhas means rascal.
Yes.
Actors.
Oh, really, they're just talking, as you say, from within their own experience.
Yeah.
They're being lacking in imagination, really, because they can't imagine what happens when God possesses a man.
Because Krishna is lifting the Govardhan Hill, they're thinking, this is imagination.
Yes.
But the actual Krishna is God. It is very difficult for him to lift the mountain. He is floating so many heavy planets in the air.
So easy for him.
So, but weightlessness, if Krishna can make weightless so many heavy planets, it is very difficult for him to make the Govardhan Hill weightless. So, these things are real.
So once again, you say that the
Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is clearly said, Bhaktyamamavijana. Simply through devotional service, one can understand.
Yes.
Others will miss me.
Yes, one doesn't become concerned with these, what really are the superficials of an inner state. You would expect and appreciate the validity of bhakti.
What is this?
Oh. Once again, many thanks for your
tremendous cooperation.
I hope it won't put you to too much work. If obviously some of these things have already been met. You know, we've done some of the work already, haven't we?
Well, some are pulling maybe. If it is presented,
yeah.
If it is misrepresented, then it is useless for this.
I don't want that to happen, you see.
Yeah.
This is why I'm so anxious that at every stage.
Are you
really? Yeah. Will you
try to
overcome them, maybe?
Sure. Sure.
That would be. I said to the publishers, as far as I'm concerned, that they've given me a date at the end of September, but I said, if the people in the Krishna consciousness movement do not accept what I put forward as a representative view of their own, then the boat's going to go back. I said that. So that's an accepted idea.
Yes.
And he's going to for vacation for 1 month in September so that he can read and chant.
Should have come here and see the duty.
He's going to come before he leaves.
He's
leaving on 5th September.
Coming next week. She's doing her job.